Welcome to 92.3 FM, where we invite you to delve deeper into the biblical understanding of common themes found throughout the Bible. Join us for a journey of discovery as we explore Bible mysteries unraveled, guided by the insightful teachings of author Dr. Charles Palagy.
Hello, this is Dr. Charles Palagy coming to you from Atherton in Queensland. Session 1, The Bride of Christ. Much has been said in the church about the Bride of Christ. Who is she? Have you wondered about it too? In this regular series, I will provide answers on the Bride of Christ that will spur you on in your Christian walk. We shall first define from the internet what most people think of when they hear the term Bride of Christ. Wikipedia defines the Bride of Christ, or the Lamb's Wife, in reference to a group of related verses in the Gospels, the Book of Revelation, the Epistles, and related verses in the Old Testament. The bride is often implied by calling Jesus a bridegroom, or, as in the Songs of Solomon, an allegory of the love between Jesus and her. For over 1,500 years, the Church or Israel was identified as the bride betrothed to Christ. God frequently referred himself to Jerusalem as her husband. However, the interpretation recently varies from church to church. Most believe that it always refers to the church, and that may include messianic Jewry. But if you are patient enough, I will show from the scriptures that the terms the church or the body of Christ are not freely interchangeable with the term bride of Christ. That's trivial. Why should I bother to listen? Because your future prospects in the end times will depend on it. That's why. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a Melbourne-based author with a website called creation6000.com. creation6000.com. Therefore, you will be able to read part of my life story and a selection of Christian articles on creation and Christianity in general. I also use the website as a platform to advertise my latest book, End Times According to Scripture. Few people know it's also on sale with Amazon because it's listed under the name of C. Palagy instead of Charles Palagy. Nonetheless, Amazon has rated it 4 stars out of 5 in Australia and 4.5 stars out of 5 in the USA. That's pretty good, don't you think? The Kindle version only costs a few dollars. I've always appreciated my life in Australia, having come here as a migrant from Hungary many years ago as a young boy. We lived a content life, which was not without its daily difficulties, as any newcomer to Australia would readily testify. I learned English quickly and passed through secondary school and university, enjoying sport to the utmost. I eventually became a senior academic at university, but God dealt with me at the same time. I became a God-believing creationist in 1976. As a senior research and teaching biologist, my colleagues at university became dismayed that here was a scientist who not only believed that God created, but that I, Charles, actually believed in the Bible, the Word of God. Preposterous. I subsequently spent much time in the library looking at theories of evolution, the theory of bacteria evolving over eons into man, and found them to be vague, in short, guesswork by people who don't want to be accountable to a creator God. The various theories of evolution are cloaked with so much technical jargon that people, including the media, are coerced to believe that the theory of evolution must be true. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm a firm believer in technology and all the advances in science and the medical benefits that have come out of it. However, when one considers how mankind originated, it becomes a matter of faith, because it is a historical science that no one can replicate or verify by experiment. The huge information content that resides in our DNA, both maternal and paternal, the instruction manual for constructing the human body from a single cell, proves that God surely designed us. Who else could have written all those instructions in chemical language? Although I was the only creationist on staff in the entire School of Biological Sciences, I trusted one particular member of staff who was always keen to help me. I asked him one day in the corridor, "Do you really believe that we evolved out of a slimy pond of bacteria?" Without hesitation, he answered, "No." "Then why do you teach it to our first year class of 500 students?" "Because," he said, "it makes a plausible story, and in any case, it suits my lifestyle." I immediately understood, for I'd known him for years. It's sad to say that sometimes things we hear in Christian circles can be like that. Unfortunately, we are only human and can easily be led astray by our own willful desires. We grasp for things that our hearts desire, often to our own detriment in the end. An Old Testament verse is still applicable in our day. The New Living Translation of Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 reads, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? Sermons abound that come with good intentions, but have their origin in the human heart without any scriptural basis to back it up, if one chooses to look into it." I must say this in relation to finding the true interpretation to the term the Bride of Christ. I don't know whether you have ever realized that all the promises in the Bible are conditional. If this or if that. Many people who came to Jesus could not fulfill the ifs. The young man who had riches could not follow the advice Jesus had just given him to give away all his riches. Jesus doesn't want people to give away everything they have. Jesus was just testing this man. Jesus knew he was touching a sore button in this man's life. Riches ruled the young man. Despite all his goodness in coming to Christ, riches were his priority. Being rich is no sin. It's always a question of heart, our attitude. What do we do with what we possess? There are plenty of godly people described in the Bible who were very rich, but they were godly people, and God never criticized their riches. What scriptural truths are behind the doctrine of Christ? How will this affect your future during end times? To answer this and many other questions, I invite you to continue to listen to my series on the Bride of Christ. The scriptures are the living word of God. They mean life to you right now. This is Dr. Charles Pallagy signing off for now.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Bible Mysteries Unraveled series on 92.3 FM. We hope you gained a deeper understanding of the Bible. Join us next time as we continue our journey with Dr. Charles Pallagy and dive deeper into the timeless truths found within the pages of the Bible. You can reach out to Charles through his email, charles.pallagy@gmail.com.